Common Sense Advice for Life, helping with self-awareness, family, and relationships in a complex world. Now, here's Will Kesley and Tony Peck.
All right, welcome back. Segment four.
Segment four.
Let's chat with Will and Tony, where we talk about this common things of life, just common sense stuff.
Yeah, things that help you out in your life. Hopefully we can help.
So we got a handful of people that wrote us over the last couple of episodes. We talked about technology.
Yeah.
The other one. And all of them
said, about that a lot.
Yeah, we do. Because a huge problem.
It is a huge problem, right?
By the way, you want to start a divorce, just be on your phone too much.
Yeah.
What became number one? Your phone.
If YouTube's number one, your relationship's on its way to a bad state.
All of them are saying, thank you, Will and Tony. This one in particular. She says, thank you so much for saving us. We've been having this debate on and on for years now.
Whoa.
About how we spend our time on the internet. We are now dialoguing about it openly, and we now have some tools to work from. Thank you for telling us to turn the phones off at 6 p.m.
I like it.
Boom, chuck-a-lucka-lucka-boom. Put them in the basket.
Hey, we helped one person.
But
all our work is justified.
We get a handful of those. It's one of the things, Tony, I like to recommend when it comes to getting back control of technology is knowing when to turn it off and you be in control of technology. Yeah. When you go to your technology because you're lonely,
hungry,
right? Hungry, angry,
tired, halt.
All these things about emotions, that's a problem. You're right. Going to the wrong source to get that information.
You should only be going to your technology if you want to do something specific with it. I want to look up how to change the oil in my Corolla.
Man, it's a great place to go.
It's a great place to go. Get on YouTube and find it, right?
So one of the things we're talking about eating, we got a listener that wrote in and said, look, I'm having troubles with eating. I'm eating way too much. I'm gaining a bunch of weight. And my family says it's because I'm lazy. You know, how to help me. I want to deal with this in a second, I want to tag this back a little bit to just what we're talking about, getting control over things that emotionally control us.
Ah, the emotional.
Right.
Yeah, I'm with you.
So you look, what happens is I have my cell phone and I use it to emotionally feed. Well, people do the same thing with, if we have a pain in life and we solve it through chemicals. We overdose in drugs and we
eating is the same thing, right?
Eating is the same thing. It is a pleasure to the body. It's a natural pleasure to the body. And so what we do is we supplement these anxieties with just eating. And so what I would say to her is, in this case, getting some help is super, super important. It's not something we can talk about on the radio show. It's much deeper than that. But it's very common that we often fill voids in our lives by eating. And like taking a break, by the way, from like technology. I call it fasting, right? Yeah. And we're seeing great research coming out on intermittent fasting.
Intermittent fasting is a huge thing. We should do a whole show one of these days on intermittent fasting.
I've got a couple of doctors I'm going to call and have on the show that would talk about specifically intermittent fasting.
It's a big problem.
It's something about getting your body also to get in control where you don't eat under certain circumstances. I go for a fast for a period of time and then I eat. It helps reset the body. Same thing with technology is if we'll give ourselves that fast every day and say, look, there's a block of time I don't do technology. Take back that ownership.
Yeah. It'll tell your brain that, hey, that's not where I go. I can't go there, right?
Exactly.
It resets the brain.
Right.
And I think that's great advice.
When we talk about habits and bad habits, they say it takes a good 30 days to stop something before it gets out of being a habit. I have to agree with that. But one of the ways to do that is to take chunks of time, whatever that habit might be. If it's hunting, fishing, golfing,
eating, fast from it.
TV, right? Take a fast from it. And when I say a fast, it just means give yourself a period of time that's religiously set in stone.
You will not go.
I will not touch my phone after 7 p.m. at night unless it's something that's an emergency. I will not, whatever the case may be, and make that where you have control. And you'll see, your body will crave it. Don't give in to that. Give yourself a little window of time. The more you do it, the easier you get empowered to where it never takes you back over again.
It's a great way to get control, and it's proven.
Proven. Yeah, so just a couple of ideas, but that wrote in about if you're having bulimia issues, if you're just indulging too heavily, bless your heart, you've got some pain in your heart that you're trying to solve through the comfort of food, and getting yourself some great help would be a super, super bright, forward way of getting yourself.
Because you want to be around.
Yeah, you got a bright future ahead of you. You just got to get yourself over this hump, and it's not uncommon.
It's
all right, Tony,
uncommon.
Good to see you, my friend, next week.
It's been a great show. We'll talk to you next week.
We'll do it again.
All right.